You're listening to SBS News.
That's a bring it down. Crash in here. He's in real trouble. Oh, there's high contact there. And
former AFL star Jude Bolton is no stranger to a hard knock on the head. He says he had 7 major concussions during his career, and they're just the ones that were diagnosed.
I mean, we probably didn't take it seriously when I first started. It was almost joking about the fact that someone was lights out or candles and things like that. They couldn't blow a candle out.
But with the issue of concussion now dominating the Australian sports scene, sports people like Jude Bolton are hoping for change.
The biggest concern I have is just, you know, having a blanket, they'll sit out for the next week, because every concussion's different. Some of the ones that look innocuous can be the most significant. So more subjective and objective data is critical.
It's critical research like this being undertaken by scientists in the United States who are developing the first portable blood test that could help doctors assess concussions in just 15 minutes. University of New South Wales neuropsychologist Travis Wern explains.
So typically a mild brain injury can be just from a knock on the head, but also from a concussion that is sustained in a sports injury. And it's usually both of those, the mild brain injury or that lower end of the spectrum, that account for 85% of all brain injuries.
To detect a mild brain injury like concussion, doctors conduct a physical examination. They then often order a CT scan to confirm the diagnosis of a brain injury. But the research suggests these are not always reliable. The blood test works by measuring levels of the GFAP protein, the protein released by the brain when it's damaged. Their research indicates the blood test was able to detect the protein and confirm a concussion, even if the CT scan came back negative.
Currently, a lot of people who have a concussion don't show changes to their imaging during those initial stages. And so the blood test is used to try and identify who potentially does need further imaging and further support down the track.
The test could also reduce unnecessary exposure to radiation and the overall burden on hospital services. The research is still in the development stage and has only been tested on adults. Professor Gary Brown from the Children's Hospital at Westmead says more research into detecting concussion in children needs to be done.
Many children can present with very non-specific symptoms. They may not even have a concussion, and they go down the whole concussion assessment pathway quite unnecessarily. And some children, their symptoms are just so subtle and non-specific, they're actually missed and they're often ignored.
He says identifying the GFAP protein as an indicator can hopefully be applied to children as well.
We think, although there's not a lot of, that there is really minimal evidence at the moment in children, but we think that this will probably pan out what we see in adults, being GFAP being a very useful indicator of structural injury, will probably pan out in children, and hence will be a very useful test in terms of determining if a child needs to go down the neurosurgical, brain imaging pathway.
It's a simple test that doctors hope will have the potential to safeguard the heads of the next generation. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.